This is Dakota Datebook for April 8th. After midnight, on this date in 1952, Spike Jones and his City Slickers were still playing their notorious musical depreciation review of 1952 for over 7,000 fans at the UND Fieldhouse. According to this day's evening edition of the Grand Forks Herald, individual performers had kept spectators occupied starting at 8:30 until the set was ready for the main show, which then started 2 hours late. As the entertainers took their bows after midnight, members of the audience were reported to have become laugh-sick. The Herald also reported that the group's delayed start was caused by a baggage car derailing near Staples, Minnesota. The Grand Forks chapter of Disabled American Veterans sponsored this greatly anticipated concert. Tickets were $1.50, $2.50, and $3.50 at Scott's Music Shop. Spike Jones became a star in 1942 when he satirized Adolf Hitler with his hit single, Der Führer's Face. It featured the line, "Heil," followed by a Bronx cheer. The song would later be featured in a Disney cartoon with the same name, starring Donald Duck. Spike Jones and his City Slickers became known for what the Dakota student charitably called each unusual sound from each unique instrument. The comedy musical group would also play 5 years later on March 8, 1957 at the North Dakota Winter Show in Valley City. A promotional catchphrase for the group claimed that Spike Jones was the man who set music back 10,000 years. He was too modest. Along with antics, which, on a scale of 1 to 10, brought zaniness up to 11, he and his band wore perhaps the classiest suits that could have been made from window curtains and couch upholstery. Spike Jones and his City Slickers frequently performed in drag. One of their songs went, "It's tough to be a girl musician, especially if you happen to be a man." This notorious murderer of popular music pioneered the foghorn in public performance. With 33 cowbells, Spike Jones may have had enough cowbell for actor Christopher Walken, who famously pleaded for more cowbell from Will Ferrell on Saturday Night Live. Jones, the clown prince of musical comedy, would have a profound influence on future generations of artists. These included Dr. Demento, Weird Al Yankovic, and North Dakota native Peter Shickley, who was a senior at Fargo Central High at the time of the 1952 performance. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.